taking out time in your very busy schedule. I know that you travel all around lecturing and speaking and shedding light on what's happening in our confusing times.
Yeah, I have briefcase world travel, but I also like video conferencing and teleconferencing. It's a little bit easier on my body. But that's the way that goes, too.
Yeah. Technology is wonderful.
Isn't it?
But as we left off in the show last time, you had actually started talking about the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita, the Indian holy books. And you talked about that they were some of the oldest people on the planet and that their time had come once again. Could you go into that and expound on it, please?
Yeah, amongst the Vedas, and of course, they have the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is said to be the book of truths, amongst the Vedas again. And in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, it spoke of a time and stories that are supposed to be very ancient ones, one of which was the drama of Rama and Sita, which was a young man and a young woman who supposedly were lovers. And of course, there's always got to be a nemesis or something to come into it on our planet to disrupt that. So it was supposed to be an evil king, a rich person, of course, represented by, I guess you would say, the elitist. And to against this beauty of love and youth and all this kind of stuff, he supposedly kidnapped this Sita, and was going to make off, rape her, and take her away to a whole different land. And the story of the Bhagavad Gita, which is supposed to be as it is, it's supposed to be the truth about this, or at least based on truths, stated that he took her off in a Vimana, and he was chased by a Vintla, which is what this young prince has, trying to restore her. And he knew that if he reached hyperspace in his craft, the craft that this other evil person had would be so fast and could go into interstellar space that he couldn't catch it. So he had a limited time to try and deter this and yet save his life and not have the thing crash. And so that whole story unveils that they used various weapons, and he was afraid of Indra's dart, and he had Brahma's weapon, the Brahma's this kind of thing. So it seems to be a story of ray guns and big earth-shaking things along with this big Bhivana. And you hear the story of the flying carpet. It was said in ancient times in India, and this story somewhat held at it too, in Angavat and Thoravat, but we'll finish with this one first. That this castle, the ships were so big that it could be almost like a palace that would float in the air and then speed off. And it's as though the carpets of the palace, and so they just sit squat position, and they were anonymous to the outside hurricanes or weather because of this energy that this craft drove by. So with that in mind, of course, most people say, well, that's great. Like some of the Bible stories, you say, well, we take them with a grain of salt. But when you get to the book of Revelation, you say, well, that's true because so many things have happened. Well, this part of the Bhagavad Gita is supposed to be things that have happened, things that are being substantiated even now. And toward that end, and I'm not sure of the time, but I think it was no more than about 2 years ago, or 2.5 years at most, there was a big meeting there, not at Delhi, I forget, at Sita or something like that, some city there. And they had their scientists of all kinds from India. They were one thing. They were all so-called Indians. And, of course, these are people from India, not the Native Americans, which Columbus misnamed, and they still kept the wrong title. So they met there, and they had engineers. They had chemists. They had microbiologists. And they had almost every kind of science there. But then they had 60 professors of Sanskrit and writers and searchers in Sanskrit. And that one caught my eye, so I got into it very heavy. And what it turned out during this conference, which is almost 2.5 months long, maybe later, this is just what they let out to the public. The reason why we figured out they did that is because they wanted to study these ancient texts, which were written in Sanskrit, which some people were not adroit enough to understand. And from that, they had these things from the Vedas, or and again, the Bhagavad Gita. And it talked about how to make these ships, these fire ships, define Indra's dart, define Brahma's weapon. And what I think was they used this to interpret how to build a airless craft, a gravity-less craft. And now, over the Himalayas, over the last year, they've seen strange big ships zooming around. And I think since the Himalayas, of course, borders on those areas there, I think they perfected it. And if that is the case, and if it is, and if you notice now, many of the small hotel chains, Comfort Inn, stuff like that, are owned by Indians. If you notice that the Academy Awards 2 years ago, or last year, was won, 8 Academy Awards went to the, millionaire, Slumdog Millionaire. If you notice that supposedly they won 8 Academy. The most beautiful woman now on the planet is supposed to be in India. And again, you notice all these things happening as the center of attraction is coming back to India, but in a very subtle way. We're hearing about Pakistan and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iran and all these places. But if you notice, there's always been a big emphasis in the battle between China and India. But India has always had the power of magic and the power of the gods. Seemingly, when they got into the caste system, they lost a lot of this. But after Mahatma Gandhi and Indira Gandhi and all this stuff, they begin to now seem to come back into power. So my thing is this. Watch India. I think India has radionics. I think India now has a gravityless ship and can make them to any size they want. And if they've harnessed Indra's dart and Brahma's weapon, it means they now control sound guns, laser beams, and atomic fusion. Not fission, but fusion. So I'm saying you watch India.
Okay. Definitely be watching that. And so that point brings me to time in general. You know, as our title of the show tonight is Time, Real or Illusion. Would you say that in time we tend to go through loops of time where we repeat the same things over and over again?
I believe so. The earth seems to run in cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, these cycles are circles of time. The whole point is once we get around to that same circle or cycle of time, we seem to repeat it and go back around again. The point is that once we reach this, we have two choices. We either go downward in a downward spiral or upward in an upward ascending cycle. And I think this time our planet is going upward in time. Most people now, and probably you two guys too, because you're very busy people, seem to say time is just speeding through. The days are just rushing by. Of course, daylight saving times and the international professed dateline and all this stuff doesn't help anything. But time is speeding up. Time is flying by. And that's because of the principle which many scientists have not admitted to, and so I have to go back to my metaphysical background, so this is the only way I can substantiate it. So I'm simply saying time is speeding up. And our cycle is entering into a magnetic age. There are three different seams of power, kinds of power, that this planet can use under a sun. And that's org, which means organic, original, orgasm, organism, where we get our word origin. We always talk about original people and all this kind of thing, which seems to be one of the highest energies that a planet can operate on under a sun. Secondly is magnetic energy. And, of course, we get the basic north, south, and null, which means, again, you can work on north energy, south energy, which is a little bit slower, or the null void by using differentiation and stuff. And the third seems to be what we're operating on, electricity. And that seems to be the lowest form of energy that anything that's propagatable or biological can exist on and still even stay human. That's why we die so fast when our cells are supposed to be perpetual, because we're operating on not only electricity, but extra low frequency, ELF waves.
Okay.
I have a tape out called ELFs, Not Elves Are Killing You. And you can't get any lower than that and still stay in existence on this planet. So that being the case, it seemingly is that as we enter this so-called cycle of the Mayan, and I don't believe it's Mayan, I think it's Mayan, and I don't think the calendar that's called the long count calendar was made by them, but that's my own personal assumption. And that is that at
two... Olmec, is it not?
There you go. And that's not their real name either. They renamed them Olmecs again, but that wasn't their real name. Their name is somewhat hidden. I did come across their name. Some say Washita. I don't believe that they were Washitas, but there's another name that sounds similar to that. At any rate, they're the ones that seemingly were from Mars. They're the ones that seemingly came here. They fought these Dracons, which we haven't even entered into by setting up a norm for them yet. And they are the ones that have tried to free the people of Earth and the souls of Earth from the bondage of these Dracons. So my thing is that on December 21st, 2012, although that's not the right date, I realize, understanding Gregory and Julian changed all the calendars. They lost 461 days in the year 45 AD. Whatever it is, that seems to be the time when our planet will be allowed to enter the fifth dimension. And the reason why we see time is speeding up is because each day we're getting toward that end. And as we get to the fifth dimension, we have lost all our problems, because our problem seems to be some Dracons that live on the fourth dimension that have been playing around with us like little children on the third dimension, coming through walls, shape-shifting, and the rest, and now we'll be behind them. And their biggest fear is that we didn't do to them what they did to us, although I don't think that's where it's going to be. And so together, like a rat in a corner, they're using everything they can to make life on Earth miserable, and through now, and through their ancestries, through DNA in high places, they're succeeding.
I see. Wow. So this seems to be something that is quite insidious, and it's been laid out for quite a long time. How do we counteract? How do we flow through this process?
Everything that seems to be good seems to be simple. And everything that deserves a solution seems to be simplistic, because nature has nothing to hide from man and mankind and human. But we make things complicated because our scientists in general have so little to work on, so they have to be pompous and egotistical and make things complex when they're not. Concentrated thought. That is the end and beginning of all things. We're in a theta world of thought. We're in consciousness. When we say we're unconscious and conscious, we know where we are when you're unconscious, but most of us are unconscious and don't know where we are. We use very little of our thought processes. We use very little of concentrated thought. Most people can't hold a thought for a second, definitely not 2 seconds. And people say, oh, that's a big lie. No, you'll find that in 1 second your mind's been all over the place. Things that flash through, sounds you hear outside, an ache gets into your body. Concentrating a thought is an art. Art that, because of our reptile brain's infusion, we carry very little art forms for. So I think, again, now we're just beginning to come back into the area where we are. That's what lets me know we're coming around to that point in the cycle of time where we can either spiral upward with the planet or be shunted back off the planet and have to repeat it on a lower form planet, because this planet is going upward. So I know we covered a lot of territory there, but that's my overview of it.
Right. Well, you know, it makes me look at, you know, so many people are speaking about, you know, just these few years before we get into 2012. And I know that you have some ideas about it. I have actually some information about it, that some things are about to take place that we need to prepare ourselves for. Would you like to go into that?
Yes, Tara Wood, I guess I do. I hesitated, but I will. Yes. We're in a big fix here. Not only did we see the examples of Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, and now, of course, even the quarterback that played there with McNair, and then all these other people exiting, Dan McMahon or whatever his name was. But we're finding these are just representing different facets of our life: the acting, the Hollywood, the music, the football. Is showing that the leaders and trainers of all the things that take away from our concentration by giving us what we call sports and activities to digress from our consciousness are being taken away, to show you that they're all temporal. No matter what we think, we see they all can pass. The best of them are being taken away now. So it lets man know that these were only illusions and escape. We've now got to come back to the reality of what we think we are, so that what we are can be. Because without concentrated thought, this illusion will pass. The Draco will still be there to make illusionary other things of our offspring, and that's not going to be allowed to happen. So it gets very deep what's happening now again. Not only just to kind of digress a little bit, and well, do me a favor, if I digress here for a whole 5 minutes on the Michael Jackson thing, because I got a lot of calls earlier today to talk about that, would you bring me back to the point that I started with, because I'll begin to where we're, you know, going
help
to talk about.
We got you. We got you. Go ahead.
You got me. Okay. With Michael Jackson there, it's a very interesting thing. First of all, Michael Jackson could never be broke. Even if the Federal Reserve, we always make any comment about what I think about them, but even if they came on and taxed everything else, his taxes were mainly paid, he could pay it. This man could be broke today and by the end of the month be a billionaire. That many royalties, that many investments, that many everything else you can think of, this man had. He was a very shrewd, or else a very shrewd guidance. This is why I think he was an angel down here unawares. He couldn't adapt to being just one race with one, you know, and this kind of thing. And so he tried to be, in looks and everything else, multifarious.
Right.
But at any rate, he couldn't get broke, so that's, they can rule that out. I understand that he had a nightclub that he was due to open at the end of this tour. How he expected to go to 50 different cities in 1 year, I have no idea. But it was called Thriller, And this, they're going to have zombies parking the cars and everything else, which, like children, adults would have really got there and went off. So, again, that was one of the things. Plus the fact is, you know, he had investments there in Sony. Quincy Jones, of course, was the producer for Thriller, but he had bought out some of the rights, I understand, from him, too. There was an organization called Delphi Records. Used to have Sam Cooke and Van Halen and some other guy there. He had part investments on that one. As you know, he gave back to, what is this guy, Little Richard, bought all his rights and gave it back to him, made him a free man when nobody else would hire him and all like this. This brother was something else, really something else.
Wow.
So it's a lot of reasons they wanted him, but the real reason they took him out was because if that tour had come off, as I stated before, I think it was just earlier, that he could have gone to any place on this country, Afghanistan, as they say. He could go to India, he could go to China, and people would have drove by throngs out because they heard his beat, the beat on his music. The words were his own, like Billie Jean is my, not my love, she's just a girl that says that I am the one. Who in the heck could sing a song like that? Those are words of his life. But the beat, doom, 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 everybody got caught up in the soul of that man. And that's why anywhere he went, they could tune to him. That's why he didn't have any particular character. That's why he looked many ways, because his genes and genetics and his right brain was telling him, you are a citizen of the world. And he tried to show that in his statue, in his looks, in his manipulation of melanin and everything else. They took him out because he would bring in a wave of sin, of beauty, a wave of spirituality, forgetting the religious dogmas that separate people. He would have been a person to galvanize at a time when these Drakons and their DNA elk in these high places are trying to bring everybody down. So that's the real reason they took him out.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense.
It really, really does. There are many, many slants out there, but that one I really connect with.
Well, see, my take on it is this, Dr. Blair, that... See, when Michael Jackson made a lot of money for a lot of people ever since he was a kid, I mean, he was a one-man economic force. And then they call themselves trying to bring him down in that so-called child molestation. So now, I mean, it took him down for a while because it hurt him deeply because, you know, everybody knew he wasn't like that. But then I think one day he woke up and realized that, wait a minute, I'm still Michael Jackson. There's still billions of people out there that love me. That's number one. Number two, I no longer need the United States. Like you said, I can go over here to the UK and make just as much, if not more, money than I would make here in the United States and don't have to bring a dime of it back here. I can leave it all over there. Okay, and then I think when Michael came to that realization, and the record company executives and whoever else, the so-called powers that be, they all looked at each other and said, uh-oh, we just ticked off $1 trillion, okay, that we just blew because we messed up.
Right.
And I think that when he recognized his economic power and realized that, hey, you know what, I don't need the United States anymore. You know, that's when they said, okay, we screwed up. You know, we cannot allow some melanated person to accumulate that much capital because that tour was going to be the biggest thing that ever happened on the planet, and they knew that. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Without
none equivocated doubt, yes. And he still set this thing up again. By simplicity, just as Farrah Fawcett did, as they say, Farrah Fawcett stayed out in the sun too much, had beach movies, had fluorescent lights. Her skin was not type that could take that ultraviolet rays, and she produced cancer also because of the stress she was constantly under, all those photo shoots and all like that. What did he do? And he created vitiligo by, again, working on the pineal gland. Once the pineal gland becomes calcified, if you have melanin, you are doomed. Because you cannot do synthetic anything if you have melanin. And in making his pineal gland, which secretes melanin and melatonin, of course, become disused or, again, vitiligoed, then, of course, he also set himself up for a lot of pain. Of course, he fell off the stage that time. His hair burned. I'm sure he had to go into all the different pains from the things he went through. His back was always in pain. So, therefore, he set himself up for drugs that were prescription only in nature because he did not need it. He got high on his music. But this also set up his downfall for his physical body. So here you have an angel unawares messing up the physical body, which he thought was a soul could manipulate any way it wanted to, and he was doing so, but there's a price you pay. And that put him also away from the tours he was going on to give him a chance to now set up these other interactions for him on his pedophilia foolishness. And I saw this travelogue, or whatever you want to call it, recently, that went to Everland, or what do you call it? Man.
Everland, yeah.
Yeah, that place, oh, God.
That place, oh. And what gets me is, you know, Michael had to really be sensitive, because nobody is going to hurt me that bad to make me abandon my own home, especially a place like that.
That's right. And all the children would come there and wouldn't want to leave. It was a wonderland. It was Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It was, yeah. This guy got Häagen-Dazs ice cream donuts. I mean, it's terrible for the children. But I wouldn't be Michael. I would be Michael. Heck yes, man. Who would want to leave there? Railroad trains going through candy. You pass by the statue, it's got cookies.
Oh man.
Every child in the world would want to come to Everland. So that was his point. He never had a childhood, and he was going to create for himself that he never had. They pushed him to make money, trained him to do steps, had to make him old before his time, and he always wanted that he didn't have. And his songs even reflect that. It's easy to see where his childlikeness was, but it's his childlikeness that also came out into the adults by giving you a beat that you couldn't refuse, by thrilling you with vampires and thrilling with Billie Jeans and thrilling
right.
And, you know, he was a man for all seasons. If ever there was one, he was it.
Yes. And that video, Black or White, I mean, that was a video that really demonstrated his idea about everybody, that everybody is all one. You know, everyone morphed. You had the black man morphing into the white woman and so on and so forth. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
It was a beautiful video. And,
yeah,
and that's what he believed.
Yeah, I'm
making
a collection now. As they're bringing all, you see, you can get all these things prolifically. Just turn on your TV set or go to the Internet. And I'm making some copies of that, too, because that would be a collector's item if we have a future that even deals with those kind of thing around the corner. Yes, it's showing all the facets of him that you didn't even know and letting you put it together. And, of course, the answer becomes
right.
Very easy. He was not a pedophile. He was childlike in simplicity, therefore he could reach children. And most of these morphs now, or most of these doctors, want to create kids. And even got you calling them kids to the God Baphomet. They're not kids. The children we're having are crystals, and that gets into another whole thing about time and all like this. The crystals are being born. The indigos were here. And now those nefarious-type hybrids that these Dracons have made will not be able to just have an easy time taking over as they thought they were going to have.
Mm-hmm. And so the crystal children that are here now, I mean, certainly you mentioned the indigos, and now it's time for the crystals. Now, this is a process of intervention.
Indigos came in approximately 67 to about 87, 88, 89.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones here to fight or flight. They were the ancestors that had been in subjectivity, bondage, had been killed, mutilated. They were here to fight. They came here to get it on. They wanted physical interdiction, I mean, and contact and whatever. So these Dracons and their ilk, and that's the best way I can say, they're almost everybody that rules in high places has that DNA. That's part of the Illuminati's cycle.
Sure.
They had them fight in Vietnam. They had them fight in Korea. They had them fight in Persian Gulf. They had them fight every place where they're supposed to fight. They used up that youth. Fighting that. They even got them in rap songs, gangster rap, fighting the air and cursing and being bad on a stage. They made a joke out of it. And then the irony of all of it, they had them die over there in Iraq and Iran, which is ancient Sumer and Mesopotamia, about just below ground there, those hidden cities with all kind of mech, all kind of technologies, things to clean up the water, the air. And here they had their souls that they entered into, their bodies, bleeding on the top, maybe 200 miles on the surface. That's the irony of the Illuminati, who start these wars, who finance these wars, who make ilk and good and bad gains out of all things, and have us fighting, or have our youth who are not directed correctly by the parents, and we give them over for Federal Reserve and other things like this, crying in their sleeps, when that's not why they were here. Well, the crystals start coming in 87, 89, and 90, and now all you have born are crystals. These are ones that come out of the womb with eyes wide open, neck erect. They're seeing on the other side. They're communicating. You can teach them three languages in the first 2 years of their destiny here. They're the ones
wow.
now, because of what they can do. And when they get to be 12 and they start linking up, they all come in with this new technology. That's why these movies are so advanced. It's for these crystals and these new heroes. They will be the heroes because they have supernatural powers because they come from the fifth dimension where our planet is headed. That's why that portal was open. So now that they're in, the Illuminati know their days are short. So what are they doing? Now they're going to come up with this, the piece de resistance, the sine qua non. They're going to come up with swine flu. Not only have they been given these newborn babies 7 shots in his first 72 hours of birth in the hospital, one of which was a hepatitis C vaccine, which is ridiculous, as though they're going to be heterosexual or homosexual, sexual things right out of the womb, you know.
Wow.
And then they are not only that, but they put chips in them, and they're trying to do everything they can to hold back their progress. So this is why I keep telling these mothers, sign these sheets, tell them you don't want the shots, offer to sue them, and they have papers you can still file out if they put those shots on you, and see if you at least can save your child, because these are the ones that are your saviors. These are the ones that can do these supernatural powers, and they don't want them to come into power. So the battle is on royally with the hybrids from the Dracons versus the new crystals from hopefully normal people's birth canals, and we'll have to see where it's going to go.
And Dr. Blair, so would you say that this epidemic of autism and ADHD is a connection of the Dracons trying to block these crystals? I mean, everyone that I know who is of my generation, all of my friends, everybody that I know who's in my age group has at least one child who is autistic or ADHD. What's
pronounced
up with that?
Autistic, ADHD, and bipolar. Do you ever see the movie Psychiatry, the Industry of Death?
No,
everybody on earth should see that movie one time,
okay,
and especially anybody in this system. See that movie. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes, Psychiatry, the Industry of Death.
Okay.
See that video, and that will take you away from any concept. You'll hate psychologists, and, of course, above the psychologists and psychiatrists, they're nothing but a big nuisance. Even their books, they had the highest office of psychiatry on stage there, and they grilled them. And instead of panning away when he couldn't answer the question, they kept the light on him. He stopped. He stuttered. They brought you the whole history of psychiatry, all down to the drugs, the things that they did, sticking needles in people's eyes, gouging out their brains, putting electroshock on their spines and testicles. All this with a way of kidding out demons. You have to see that movie. You won't respect any psychiatrist on earth if you see that movie.
Psychiatry,
the Industry of Death.
Industry
it speaks for itself, and they put a challenge at the end. Anytime you want a representative, contact their lawyers or take them to court.
Wow.
Wow.
Incredible. And so, you know, again, you know, to get into the detail of it with the autism and the bipolar, as you mentioned, and the ADHD, these are misdiagnoses, and what are they really?
Well, they're drugs. And anytime you start taking a drug, here's another thing. And now this is not to be racist. There is such a thing as race on this planet. And there are different kinds of races. But mostly it's through the melanin. There are different grades of melanin. Yellow, brown, black, you know, even white people that have freckles have melanin. That's why you can freckle. That's why the sun rays will pull this out. So since melanin is the chief component of life on the surface of this planet and the grade of life you can live because of the 12 rays from the sun, that means, again, that when your melanin goes bad, you go bad. Now, the trouble with melanin is that it is both the best thing you can get and the worst thing you can have if you misuse it. And any prescription drug, anything synthetic, the melanin rejects. That's why you find people that are dark and have melanin, they can't drink, they go crazy, they act stupid, they can't do these drugs because the melanin works on from the pineal gland, works on the pituitary gland for what the hormones are supposed to excrete. You know, you got your organs, you got your glands, you got your hormones that come from them. And the degree of the ways that you take synthetic things cuts down on the body's ability to manufacture the natural hormones, and so now they're replaced with synthetic. This is why the pharmaceutical industry is for synthetic people, with people without melanin, and when you use that, any kind of pharmaceutical thing, there's not a drug in the world that can do anything to permanently repair or regenerate anything in a melanated body. Notice I didn't say human body, because that gets into another thing, mankind, human, and man. But it can't do it. And when you use it, you now cause your pineal gland to begin to calcify, and you begin to now have to work on a synthetic basis. I read in some of these books on anatomy and physiognomy that the pineal gland is a vestigial gland atrophied of very little usage. I said, what did I read? A vestigial gland atrophied of very little usage? Man, I might as well die. My black grandmama, I guess she ought to just turn over in her grave and give it up again. You know, this is madness. It's madness. But when that vestigial gland calcified, you can't take sunlight. You don't have a lot of creativity. You can't go into astral projection. You can't produce natural serotonin, and you're always upset trying to fight somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So these drugs that through the vaccines and all are being administered to our children, and these are creating these problems with our melanated children.
Yeah, they're making kids out of children. They told you that, and then they made you take their vernacular. Because a kid is a baby goat to the goat god Baphomet, and this is why the Illuminators are always showing you those little horn signs with their fists. In other words, we got you. We got their children now.
Yeah.
We're making kids out of them. Children are children. Kids are kids. One belongs to the goat and animals. The other belongs to a resin, high consciousness people. That's what we're supposed to be birthing in, and they're still taking them and trying to transform them. That's why they got these movies, Transformers. There's a big message behind it, too.
Yes.
Making
yes.
everything
oh, yes.
physically structured and metallurgied and all this kind of thing with a brain type, brain, rather than bringing out the same kind of powers in the heroes, these children that can begin to work on fifth-dimensional concepts while still in the physical body. And what do they put on these bodies we get into? Right at the top of the spine, the reptile brain. Reptile brain does four things well: fight, feed, flee, and fornicate. That's what we do, that's what they do, and that's what they want you to use. They take in these services, we'll make a new man of you, we'll make a new woman of you, they sure will. They'll make you unable to have spiritual thoughts and to go on command and do anything that you wouldn't do, and then say it's good because now you just rescued or killed somebody. This is ridiculous.
The United States Marine Corps. Oops,
did
I say that?
I didn't say
Ooh,
it. I didn't say it, my friend. You said it.
He didn't say that.
I sure didn't. I didn't say that. All of them make a new man of you and a new woman of you. But I don't know how
oh, yeah.
man you become.
But you know, one thing that I will say is that the entertainment industry seems to focus on those things, on those four Fs.
Yeah, well, this is what appeals to the reptile brain. Anybody can use a reptile brain. It's the easiest one to access. You have to fight hard, you know, to get to that right brain. And, you know, another thing, too, they had this thing called a neurophone that this guy, Tom Valentine, put out about, say, what was it, so long ago, 66 or 65 or something, in which he got up with an idea that the right brain, of course, is a big storehouse of information. The left brain, this logical brain, of course, what they call the practical brain, is like a sentry or a security guard in front of a warehouse that's 7 feet long, 7 stories long, and a block square.
Okay.
You got this security guard at one entrance. That whole warehouse, which is our right brain, has everything stored in it. If you can access it, there's nothing you can't do. So what do? They put that logical brain sentry right there. Well, he found a way to occupy that left brain and into the right brain. And what he did, he found out that if you had a speaker, he ran a wire, now it doesn't even need wires, but you could build something, and if you could put around the ceiling this broadcast, you could broadcast anything you want, as long as it's at least 7 times faster than the audible ear, and it would access the right brain while the left brain was looking at a preacher, looking at a movie, looking at a rap concert, looking at a symphony, at a multiplex, anything it was occupied, they could use it. So that led to cathedral churches, that led to multiplex theaters, and they keep you coming back and back again because it's accessing the right brain. They can even tell you it feels so good, it tastes so good. You got to have this. You can't get go. And they get in what they call transmarginal configuration. Once you got that, you got the person. So this is what they used against us also.
That's mind control, hypnosis.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Huh. Incredible. And again, I would like to let everyone know, if you're trying to get into the chat room, just call so that you can listen. Call in at 347-843-4485, and we'll know. We'll as soon as we open up the phone lines, we'll be able to get to you. But again, our chat room is down. I know that Blog Talk is working on it feverishly so that we can have our chat room back. But if you're not able to get in, just go on and call in so you can hear the show. It's a very powerful show at 347-843-4485.
Oh, wow. So many people can't hear you or see us, right? Okay.
Well, they may be. I'm not really sure from this end. This is what it's looking like. So there may be people in the chat room able to hear. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, make sure you press 1 so that you can be moved up to the top of the queue and we'll be able to see you. All righty? So So, yeah, it looks like we're in a very interesting ride here. And
yeah, we're in quite a time here. And as I can see, they're telling everybody to go get these shots. I sincerely hope they don't. And I sincerely hope that they look into what's in some of these shots, and maybe if what I'm saying doesn't ring a bell, when they see all the mercury and thimerosal and, oh, God, it just goes on and on and on, that's in these daggone shots, and understand, again, that if you have melanin, that definitely, and of course, it's a very few people wouldn't have melanin being an albino, and that is either a transfixation or something else again. That simply means that if you have that and you start taking these drugs, that your body's going to begin to fight itself, because melatonin is one of the things they cannot break down. And I often wonder, where are they getting the melatonin that they're selling in these stores? Who is producing the melatonin? They can't make it, they can't synthesize it, and they can't break it down. So where is it coming from? But once you have it, remember, the whole science of pharmacy started with a mortar and piston. You got all those leaves and seeds, a little alcohol, vinegar, this kind of stuff. You ground it up in this little mortar with this piston, and then you would get, you know, the grandmother used to have these fidgety bags they put around your neck. You didn't
right.
get lung congestion. It cleared it up. You used to have backpacks
did.
And mustard plaster. They use natural things to heal. Chlorophyll always is a healing thing. They even tell you now, if you keep a pH factor above 7, your chances of cancer are pretty much nil, even if it's injected into you, because your body will fight it off because it's alkaline. Well, all
right.
of these things are green things. Well, they took that, and instead of mixing together the natural things, they began to try to synthesize something for each one. Now you got over 7,000 things indexes in Merck's index in the United States Dispensary of Pharmaceutical Medicine, and people with melanin to take them. That's ludicrous. That's past being ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The way I see it, Muhammad Ali must be operating on a totally different frequency, because when I look at, the celebrities that we've lost, okay, as sick as Muhammad Ali is, the brother's still hanging in there.
Well,
you
know. Of his will. You know, will is one thing. I always say willpower meet missed desire. Desire is one thing. Will is another. This is why I say concentrated thought is still the solution for every problem on this planet. If we learn what to concentrate on, and we can combine our thoughts, if we can ever harness the great stallion that is thought, the theta world. So, again, you know, it's all coming back around again.
I see.
Yes. Well, we can look at Muhammad Ali's career. He was focused, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, ma'am. What did he tell himself?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
brainwashing everything. I am what? The greatest. And if you say that, you believe that, your body believes it, your right brain believes it, your left brain
That's
says,
right.
but it ain't true. The right brain says, but he told me, I believe it, and you will act accordingly.
Yes, indeed, and I will attract everything that says it so.
Amen Ra.
And so it is.
Amen Ra.
Most definitely. Wow, so we have a little bit of stuff about to happen. I think every great teacher that I've spoken to of late is talking about any time between, September and the end of the year here, that some interesting things are going to begin to happen.
Well, I don't know if I'm a great teacher, because I'm not a master. Many people are masters. I'm not one. I never mastered metaphysics, but I study it, and I guess I'll be a student for a few lifetimes on metaphysics. But I agree.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, by the time the people return to school in September and they keep demanding these shots, and I guess their quarantine knows that don't take them, or once you get them and start getting sick, they'll be putting them aside. But they want to release anthrax and Ebola. And if they ever put, those are two of the biggest killers that they have. But 2005, they dug down there to where all those people died of the Black Death and Ebola and took this stuff up, supposedly sent around to 13 laboratories. I don't know if it's 13, 33, or none, but they supposedly shipped it around. And then they over 106 microbiologists that are now dead in the last 3.5-4 years. Why? What do they know? What did they do? Or what might they be able to help people with to tell them what is really in these things going around? It's a heck of a time coming in now. I'd like to use another word, but I don't curse. So that's the whole way. You know, this is getting to be, this is ludicrous. And these people that don't take it, they're still ways out, by the way, folks. They're still ways out. But if you listen to them, there are no ways out. And the horrible thing is, if they declare martial law through Homeland Security, which goes against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, of
yes,
course,
indeed.
Then they may be able to force you to take it. And if you don't, to quarantine you and put you with the folks that did take it. And now they even got corporals and privates and everything else being able to take to give you a shot on the spot. Well, you see, they are so untrained and ignorant in their sense, they will carry out their orders not knowing you can sue them, but who even knows? They still would have to get to high courts, and by that time, half the people would be shot up, so what difference would it make? They always give it to the dumb and the ignorant to carry out the laws of the supposed to be svelte and refined, and most of the svelte and refined are hurting the dumb, ignorant, and everybody else because they don't like any of us.
It's like a big chess game.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
And the pawns are always out front.
Looks like we have a couple of callers on the line. You ready to take a call?
Anytime.
Definitely. Let's see if we can click a caller in here. Okay, it looks like the switchboard. Here we are. Caller in the 831 area code. Do you have a question or comment for Delbert Blair?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Good evening, everyone. I'm calling from California in Monterey area.
Good evening. How are you? Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you all. Hotep to everyone out there in Block Talk Radio Land, and thank you for having the will to want to help your people the way you have, Professor Blair.
Thank you. And I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And the question I have for you, it might not have to do with it's not medically based or scientifically based, but I heard you say that I think you said that the ancient pharaohs are reincarnating through the crystal children. Did I hear you say that before?
That's what I feel.
Okay, yeah. So what I was getting at is, how can they reincarnate if the black man and the black woman can't get together, or are they reincarnating through any culture?
Oh, they don't care about races. Races is a superfluous thing on this planet. Here we got five races, I understand, and I haven't been to them yet, but I understand on other planets they don't have that. They may have one race and a pet, and most of them just have one race. We are a melting pot here. We're like a zoo. We're the island of Dr. Moreau. We have everything here, including the laggards that were brought here, too. So, yeah, they're using genetic modification. They're using everything they can here. But that is not the only way it's done. So many of the souls that were here before are coming back. And then you have a lot of new souls, what they call from the seventh heaven. And that gets into another whole history we could talk about for another hour just on that. And they're now incarnating, too, because they realize that this planet is going upward to the fifth. Or the fifth dimension, or fifth heaven anyway, so why not? So they're here to try to make a difference too. And to me, as I say, we're nothing but mitochondria anyway, on a cell in a human, in a creator's body, but that's another way of looking at it.
So you're saying interracial relations are okay within the African-American community then?
Oh, I don't know what's okay because I can't speak for the African-American communication, mm-hmm. I mean, society. I simply say that souls will pick who they want if the souls vibrate high enough, or if the sperm and egg or zygote is high enough, they will come through. They will come through wherever they're needed, because by the time they're 12, they won't need parents anyway.
Right. Thank you so much. Those are some interesting questions there, sis. We're going to move on to the next caller here. Let's see. We have a caller in the 404 area code. Do you have a question or comment for Darryl Blair? Hello, caller in the 404 area code. You're on the air. Oh, I guess they're just listening.
They're listening to what it does.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. So I got you, Dr. Blair. All right. Souls from the seventh heaven. What's that about?
So you didn't want to go there? Okay. Well, that gets into this goes on an assumption that around any planet, first of all, there's nothing new under a sun. You've heard that before. So sun worlds are automatically limited. Sun worlds can operate on. Did we go through the Org magnet electric thing?
We did. Uh-huh.
So that means that the highest energy this planet could give one would be organic energy. So what are people coming into now? Organic foods, original orgasms, which creates gene-specific energies to come in and be fixated. We're looking at everything now that is original, okay? If we were to stay on that plane, we would be operating with very high-vibrating entities coming in to live here. But since we haven't, and the fall came when our planet went from being a very high-resonating planet down to a very mundane sun planet, because, as they say, it's nothing new under a sun, and then these caretakers, these prisoners, these guards, whatever you want to call it, they run this planet, called Dracons collectively, started to make sure that everything here was low vibe, started to make sure that they could use this as a laboratory experimental planet. And this is what they did. So they began to create and make things that would automatically keep you low. But the biggest boon, we use electricity. And the low-frequency electricity cuts your life cycle short. It cuts down your cell structures. It stops the energy pattern of your blood, because your blood is nothing but crystals anyway. It cuts back on all of this. So we live, we die fast with age, we get sick, and then if that wasn't fast enough, they didn't put out these wonderful drugs, and we put them into our foods. It puts it into our tobacco. It puts it into our needles and the things we take. Puts it in everything to cause retardation and to cause anything but a high progress of a soul. So we've been messed with for such a long time. The seventh heaven would be the highest energy that you can still take on a planet under a sun, and after that you start going off to other dimensions, or you start going on to other planetary systems. So most souls that make it to that seventh heaven kind of stay around for a little bit. They're still earthbound, but they have times of flights of fancy. They can go into solar travel. They can go into what they call using the Merkabavan or Kabahaba, and the Kabahala teaches the course of the spirit and soul travel. They travel around on planets within this sun system, and later on they may get tired of that and they move on. But most of them now, either volunteering or coming back, they don't have to move on, because now they can make a big difference in the freeing away from these reptiles, these Dracons, at this time, because it's the time of ascension. So they're coming back in like I don't know what. They're also here to be concentrated upon and helped out. This is why, again, when you concentrate on the higher consciousnesses as they teach, you can begin to get angels, even probably get a few archangels listening in, because now you can begin to make contact yourself, because your vibes are higher. Maintain before, it's like somebody that's trying to help you, and you're in a whole cesspool, and I mean the worst kind of cesspool, you think on the bottom, and they got to hold their breath and stick their hand down trying to help you out. Nobody wants to do that. So now that you're jumping up and down on the bottom a little bit, it might be a little bit more helpful.
Right, you bob on up a little bit.
There you go.
Excellent. Well, you know, it looks like we have Dr. Nelson Harrison on the air. He was our guest earlier today. It was a fascinating subject that we spoke about, the metaphysics of music. I'm going to welcome him on the line.
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed that.
Dr. Nelson, welcome back. I'm glad you called back.
Thanks. I just wanted to say hello to Dr. Blair. I heard you in Pittsburgh at the Homewood Library about 2 months ago.
Oh, thank you.
And I was glad to hear you in person. I bought one of your DVDs, and I'm just so fascinated. This is one of the most wonderful people I've ever met, Dr. Blair, you are. And I'm just telling you, I'm just sitting here grinning from ear to ear, enjoying this show. I don't have a comment because I'm going to get out of the way and let him keep talking. But I just had to let you know. I think he's absolutely fabulous, and thank you for having him on.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment. And again, as I say, thank you to Sister Tamara Wood. And I know she had you on, so I know, I'm sorry I missed your show, but I don't use the computer that much horribly again. And I didn't know you were on. But I thank you for the compliment. I hope I can rate it and deserve it.
I'm just enjoying it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. So keep on enjoying the show. We'll go ahead and put you on mute and go on to the next caller.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so we'll move on to the next caller in the 770 area code.
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question or comment?
I do. Actually, this is my first time being able to talk to someone in a host on one of these sites, so I want to say thank you to everybody for, you know, taking my call.
You're very welcome.
You're
glad
very
to
welcome.
Have you.
Okay, and so this is my question. It has, like, several facets, but I'm going to keep it limited. So I want to ask, like, a lot of the information that is put out, and I like a lot of the information Mr. Blair is putting out, as far as the things that we should be conscious about, as far as, you know, the medicines and the things going on around us. But it's kind of hard to get a lot of people to understand things that go beyond that, because you can bring those things to their attention, but to take them into a different realm is almost like, you know, they think it's sci-fi or whatever, and I think everybody understands what I'm saying. So what I'm thinking about is in what way do you think that a lot of these, a lot of the issues that some of us have to face is going to be dealt with as far as going into the, into the future as far as what we're talking about. I mean, we have a lot of concepts, we have a lot of ideas, and we're conscious of a lot of things, but, you know, we really have not really put ourselves in a level where we've touched on a solution that's, you know, universal. I mean, if I talk about it, y'all understand what I'm saying, but if I take it to the hood or to the ghetto, then I'm on some other level. So how do we make this universal? Because I don't think it's really right to be like, okay, I've come onto this, I'm conscious, I feel good about it, so forget about the other ignorant people. You know, if that was the case, Mr. Miyagi would have gave up on Danielson. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you have to become a master, but you have to tread that same, you know, that same path of struggle and getting to that level of enlightenment. So you then look back and just be like, oh, forget the ignorant ones. And I hear a lot of people who say they're conscious or say they understand this, but then want to condemn those who are ignorant. At one time, we were all ignorant. So
well, you know,
I just
caller,
want...
Well, you're kind of repeating yourself, but I'm glad.
I just wanted to say that that's why we have these shows. That's why
Thank
we
you.
Have these
yes.
platforms.
Yes.
And we have
right.
many different shows on with different guests that
right.
speak on
right.
many different levels. So I just
yes.
invite you to let everybody know about our shows. And
But everybody can't afford to even have a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I barely could afford the computer that I'm watching. Or,
right.
or whatever. So, you know
well, you
what I'm
know,
saying? It's not open
you
to everybody.
Well, let me
yeah.
let me speak to him, please,
mm-hmm.
if I may, because
Most
he was addressing
definitely.
What I said. First
Go
of all,
right
I was
ahead.
Answering First of all, I was answering questions put through by the moderators. Secondly, when I went on my own, it was because they wanted me to go out. They asked me, what was Seventh Heaven? He wanted this. I said, you want to go there? So I went. Now, I can go on any level you want. I taught in schools. I taught in ghetto
yeah.
schools. I
yeah.
taught in all these kind of schools. And, of course, the first ghetto schools were Jewish anyway, okay?
Right.
In the Jewish ghettos and stuff.
That's
now, let me
right.
say this to you quickly.
Well,
let me
that's what you call it.
Let me
yeah.
please hear me, please.
Yeah,
you got a pencil and paper. I'll give you a phone number, okay?
Okay.
I speak in different levels. I have 135 tapes. I break it down. I go with what the flow is supposed to be asked for. It's
708-422-6685.
708-422-6685. Okay? Now, the souls that you're talking about, I don't know whether you believe in souls or not. Do you believe in a person as a soul, or are you with me on that
yeah,
concept?
Yeah, the souls
okay,
are, yeah, absolutely.
These children that are being born are not dumb. These children are being born have ignorant parents or miseducated parents or non-educated parents or miseducated in the sense that they don't understand who these souls
right.
really are or what
right.
they can accomplish. They allow them to get these shots. They
right.
conceive while having alcohol or something in their system. You see, and which
right.
always is going to bring forth a low slow anyway, and that's it walks out. So what I'm saying is I'm getting back to basics. I explain to you again. You got gangster rappers out there teaching the children in the streets. Okay?
Right.
How can a gangster rapper cursing, fighting the air, full of drugs, and through an A&R man making money for people who don't care anything about you, teach you anything? So the whole
right,
point
right.
is they are products of their culture, their environment, yeah. and because the men and women, and don't put it on the men and don't put it on the women, they cohabitated
right.
and then they left. That my baby's daddy was out there instead of my husband. No, when you turn
yeah.
loose a child to the streets would take care of him. The gang offers him, just like with Michael Jackson. They offered
yeah.
him no love, but they let him make money. The gangs
yeah.
offered him security. Why are the grown men let gangs take over in the first place? Do that in a Sicilian society. You'd have death in the streets, you'd have judgment in the streets, but it would stop. We're not been strong enough, and we're only making excuses. These souls will go anywhere you put them. They need to be gone at a time when you can work them, then they won't work you later.
Yeah, and that's understandable. Then that really brings me to the root of what I'm saying. Like, okay, you said that we have souls that's coming in, that's being born, that have a lot of energy. They can put that energy anywhere, and there's more natural talent coming into the world now, like in basketball, football, all those things, just as an example, versus when we came up. I was born in 77. But see, what I'm saying is that, you know, what I would call an ignorant parent is not the one that's not guiding their child so much to say, you know, as them not knowing how to guide them, but actually the fact that we have more gangster rap and all this garbage flowing through our radio systems is not really the issue. The issue is that the marketing is what's trying to find just that one demographic to just feed to these kids. So there's plenty of demographics of rap music and hip-hop and all of that stuff. There's plenty of conscious music. There's plenty of good rap. It's just the fact that what we hear every day is the things that are ignorant. There's plenty of good rappers, plenty of people putting out a good message. So it's not the fact that it's just, you know, gangster rap that's going on. So it doesn't really ride with me that it's like, okay, well, it's just this gangster rap. No, there's just the fact that we have a complete population of people that are either scared or don't know how to deal with the fact that we don't deal with no industry,
don't
have any distribution at all.
Why?
So that message that
being sent
out.
Wait a minute, sir. You're ignoring my question. In the middle of your statements, I ask you, why is that happening?
Why is what happening?
Why are we guilty of having that offered to our young and we can't do anything about it?
Okay, well, let me give you an example because I don't want to put
I don't need examples. Why?
Okay, all right, well, listen to what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is this. My dad, when he got his job at GM, okay, he got his job because he knew that black people did not even have the opportunity. And at that point, he was like, okay, let's get a job so we can give our kids more. Okay, my grandmother grew up and all of them grew up in the middle of black Atlanta. Okay, he got a job because he was like, look, I don't want my child to go through any of this stuff. Okay, so he got a job and he worked. But he worked so much I didn't even get a chance really to know who he was because he was like, we didn't have for so long, I'm going to work my butt off so that my child can have. But in a sense, what happened was, while he was gone working his butt off, he didn't know that we were being fed BS. Now, whose problem is that? Because clearly our black parents had the right thought in mind. They just didn't know that there was going to be a misleading here from my point of view.
I'm probably older than you are. Let me talk. I'm probably older than you are. My father left my mother when I was 6. My mother raised me. My mother had a high school education, went to school and finished college while she was carrying me, and I was on my own. But because of what I was used to hearing around my home from my mother, because of the directions and love from my mother, I went on to school. I am now open again to art. Don't give me. Those are excuses. Those are not
excuses. But the thing is, I didn't say that my dad left my mom. I said that he went to work. My parents
said,
were together.
Worse than that.
I'm not saying, father. Well, that's what I'm saying. But see, this is what I'm saying. Where's the disconnection? See, you are trying to seek to separate yourself from what I'm telling you I experienced. And I'm telling you that we have to figure out a way to continue to be connected to the generation that's coming up. Because, okay, they can be crystals, but all we see them doing is ended up on news. And nobody can deny that.
We're talking
all,
at
all
each
these
other.
Crystals are ending up on the news.
We're
and
talking
so all
at
I'm
each other.
No, I'm not
well,
saying that I'm
may
talking
I,
at
may
you.
I interject, may I interject something here? Well, my first two solutions are turn off the TV and take away the PlayStations.
I don't have any of that.
Okay,
so
well then there's there's something called books. Okay,
yeah, and I have plenty of those too.
Yeah, reading seems to have become a lost art amongst us.
All of them. But this is what I'm saying. See, what I'm saying is that all of the time since I've been reading, I've noticed that even inside myself, all I end up doing is talking. And so I've been starting to volunteer and do more things like mentor and all this stuff. But it seems like we've become more professionals at talking than doing it.
Well,
that's
you don't
saying.
Know anything about me, and since I'm the guest, I try to answer you're not listening to me, so I'll run through real quickly in 1 minute's time. I taught at Malcolm X College. I went on to a St. Charles program. That was Dr. William Hurst. That was as low as you could get, supposedly. I was trying to stop recidivism, had my arm broken in a fight.
Low
out
from
there.
What standard?
Bennett,
low
Bennett.
From what standard?
Pardon me?
You say as low as you can get, but by whose standard? Low.
What I'm saying, if these are the ones that I was running from, when I go out to schools and prisons where they're torturing guys, have black children, go out there and fight literally, physically and literally, to try and bring up, I'm giving back. I have not left nor lost my culture. But my whole point was, I grew up in the same block with the gangs and stuff. I didn't get with them. And why? Because when you get a certain surrounding of consciousness, certain things happen. It's up to the person, individual, and at the start of their birth, not after they get older.
This is what I'm believing. Thank you so much, caller, for those wonderful, inspiring comments there. Those are things that we must keep in mind. But I have to add that each individual is responsible. We cannot get to be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old and continue to blame what our parents did or didn't do. We do have to wake up on our own. And as Curtis mentioned, there are books. You know, we need to take responsibility. We can't, you know, look for other people to constantly give us, you know, what we need or our instruction. It's time for us to wake up and take responsibility.
No one's coming to the rescue.
That's right. So that's very important. But thank you so much for that. Those are some points that we do need to always keep in mind. But know that we are in the works. We're talking and we're here on the radio, but we're also in the works of creating some avenues where we can bring these speakers out to every area, you know, north, south, east, and west, and every economic level that there is. Okay, we appreciate your call. And so we do want to take a deep breath after that one.
Oh, I love it. I just wish we could have, you know, he would, well, whatever.
Well, he's had some experiences, but I believe that he will continue to listen and he will continue to read. And I think the longer that you do something, the more insights come to you. That's
good.
Something I
and
might
whatever
hear.
You set in mind that you really want, you get. There's a
That's
thing
right.
called will. There's a thing called desire.
That's
Two
it.
Of them can equate. But will is always stronger than desire, but desire is always more proficient and more sultry and always beckoning us.
Most definitely.
Teach.
Well, looks like we have another caller on the line in the 313 area code.
Oh, hello.
Caller? Yes,
yeah,
caller. Welcome to Solutions Radio. You have a question or comment?
Let me cut my radio down.
Okay, thank you.
I was just listening, and I kind of got a little perturbed with the young man
Did you?
Who just called. Yes, mm-hmm. I found that he was a little disrespectful to Dr. Blair, and I'm a teacher here in Detroit, and I'm seeing this this energy with young people and older people. You know, this generational thing of disrespect. It's almost like they want to disregard the elders, and they know what's best. Now, I'm understanding, I haven't heard a whole lot in this conversation. I've only been on for about 20 minutes, but
okay.
From what I'm hearing, I get the impression that today we are bringing forth youth that are more progressive, have a higher frequency in terms of their intuitiveness. Is this what I'm hearing you say, Doctor?
That's one portion of the show that we now entered into, yes, and that's what he was responding to when I told him they were called crystals.
Okay.
And before that we had indigos, and the indigos were here to fight a flight, so they use them up in wars in Vietnam, Korea, Persian Gulf. The crystals aren't going to have that. The crystals are coming in eyes awake, very psychic, eyes open, neck erect. They're very psychic. They can communicate with animals. They can speak languages by the time they're three. Just expose them. They're a whole different kind of soul. And the only thing I didn't say, and I don't want to take this too far, and I'm going to shut up and let you talk, is that they're here to fight a certain enemy who is already being hybrided here. And it's going to take them to really confront them. And that's what most of these movies are trying to show.
Oh, okay. I find this real interesting. Is this, what are the symbols? Is this the same type thing we're talking about?
I'm not really sure. When you say Sybil in turn of being like, okay, are you talking about lower frequency beings or?
I'm not real sure. I tuned in today and they were talking about Sybils, and I got the impression that they had a certain task.
Was this an earlier show that Tamara Wood was having? Or?
Yes. No, not on this program, but
oh.
on the Blog Talk Radio, and they were talking about Sybils, and they said that these were energy, women's energy, and that they had a certain program or a certain task to fulfill.
Well, I'm not sure about the name Sybil.
Okay.
But most entrances on this planet are eggborns or wombborns. And wombborns have to come through the uterus of a female. And I have a whole thing on the amazing womb man lecture. So in that case, there's certain attractions at conception. You see, conception means to conceive mentally. So what the two mitigating persons or loving persons, whichever they be, are thinking at the time will attract certain souls. Now, we can get walk-ins and all this kind of thing. But on that lower plane, there are all kind of things there. I won't even name some of the names, but Sybils might be one that I call something else again. But they have low-frequency beings. And they're low, always wanting to be earth, they're earthbound, wanting to be born, always looking for a way. And if they can find a messy uterus, a messy messed up mind, a messy penis or something like this, by which the seminal fluid is a low vibration, they will try. But the attraction and your birth is what is done through three trimesters, which means you can rid yourself of any of that. And what's finally born will be what your conception, what you're thinking during that time, and what you're eating during that time, and what you're doing during that time. The fact that they have different planes of existences, different kind of creatures on different planes, I think is a fact. But that's a metaphysical fact, not a so-called logical fact.
Oh, it's very interesting. So when they talk about the Immaculate Conception, what we're talking about is the goddess woman having a consciousness, a supreme consciousness to attract a certain spirit soul. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. And, you know, they have also, what do they call this place? The Oh, God, where's my poor brain going? Over in Greece, they have a temple. It's called the, it starts with a P. Oh, man. At any rate, and people don't even know, remember what that was used for. It was for conception and birth, virgin birth. The Perianon. Come on, somebody help me there. You know, it's over this big temple they have in Greece.
The only one I'm familiar with.
Oh.
It starts with a P. Anyway, I'll release it and come back. But
okay.
It was showing that you can conceive under the moon, you conceive under the sun, that these energy units do affect you. And there are certain times of the month that you have better conceive and other times. And it was what was called virgin birth. And this is what the Parthenon, there you go, Parthenogenesis,
okay.
Virgin birth. And that was when you didn't even need a man around. And that was what these women, you know, some of these women in church are saying, I don't need no man, I got the Lord. Well, that's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about, we're not talking about that. But I'm talking about Parthenogenesis. We have lost how to pull in certain souls. And that's because of our little taskmasters called Drakons, who have taken away those kind of books, taken away that whole theology and that whole theosophy and that whole theocratic consciousness, and brought us down to this mundane stuff. Is that what we think? We've lost the sight on how to contain higher souls anyway. And higher souls aren't going to come through some place where they can't do anything right, because if they don't have a penance to pay, they're going to choose who they come through.
Right. Well, thank you so much, caller. Those are some wonderful questions to ask. We're going to move on to the next caller.
That was something else. I like that.
Yes, indeed. Caller in the 803 area code, do you have a question or comment for Deborah Blair?
Yes, I do. Greetings.
Yes, greetings.
All right, I have a question, Dr. Blair, about the Drakon Akhenaten in that 18th dynasty.
Okay. Well, I have a tape talking just that, the 18th dynasty, when the last time when terrestrials and extraterrestrials ruled. That whole thing on King Tutankhamun and Nefertiti and I and Mut and Guy and the priest of Amun and all this stuff. That's why I always say Amun Ra, but I'm not really into that, but I mean that as a... any rate, that was to me the last time when we had celestial rulership that was benevolent enough to take care of these creatures being born. They were happy enough to keep our planet from being shunted out of orbit. They also caused the destruction, stopped the destruction of that great temple there at Giza, which of course used to be a verdant jungle with swimming pools and a little stream that ran to the Nile. And they used that death ray to just wipe out all that. Nothing grows there now. It's all messed up. All the black soil has been turned to sand. So that was the last time, and of course it ended with the Great War and a defection for these Drakons, and they've been in power ever since. But that didn't just happen 2,300 years ago. That happened in ancient times, at least about almost 100,000, 200,000 years ago.
Okay, and I have one more question coming from my son. He don't want to hear it from me, even though I told him, but he wants
okay.
to know the importance of the Egyptians, the Kemites.
Well, the Kemetic peoples there, let's put it like this. The word Cairo was a Greek pronunciation. They couldn't form the K's because that was never any, and the Kemetic alphabet was never, they had a K's, not C's. The word Kahir means Mars, which meant that that was a Martian settlement, which means that when you see the temple on Mars, when you find pyramids on Mars, when you find the ancient margins look like Olmecs, and Olmecs is not their name, they look like Kemetic people. on Mars, on Sirius, on many of the star systems that tried to help us. Now, the brother that called before would say, okay, I'm out in space again. But you have to go out in space in order to understand the history of this planet, which is his story now, and not the mystery is that my story and your story has been hidden because they couldn't duplicate what they did, and they didn't want to honor the people that didn't like have the body types and facial characteristics did what they did. But that was the last time our planet fought a great war, lost that particular one, but won the rest of them, and we're still paying for that.
Okay, appreciate that. He's sitting here, and he's smiling.
I hope his smile is good. I hope it breaks his heart laugh.
And he also wants you to know his name. Tell him your name.
My name is Ptah.
Oh, Ptah. All right, Jupiter, huh? And Ptah the Great.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and thank you, Ptah, for your wonderful question.
I wonder if Asar and Oset were his parents.
Oh, some great questions. Oh, I love that. That warmed my heart. What a precious little
Oh,
boy.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, a little boy like that, he is hope for our future, most definitely. I would definitely say he's definitely a crystal child.
Most of them are, and if you can keep those shots out of their veins, they'll be what they're going to be.
Yes.
But again, they're trying to put these chips into them and everything else control them because they're afraid of them. They know what they can be when they link together. And that's, again, what some of these movies are trying to show, these kind of crystals, these things that can move objects, read your mind, tell distances and things. You know, these are powers they have. And as long as they don't dumb them down, and, you know, our problems are being dumbed down, comatose, brainwashed, inoculated, vaccinated, and encrypted, any two of which makes you useless to a spiritual society. And that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, now, isn't it some places in some states where it's a law where they more or less try to force your child to get inoculated?
Yeah, in Connecticut, they just had that case, I think it was the first of last year, where they arrested this family and so on and so forth. There are still laws on the book constitutionally. And again, not states' rights, but again, federal rights, and on the Bill of Rights, and on the constitutional rights, by which you can refuse any of that. And they do have court systems that you can sue those doctors that made you do it, and especially if they forced it, because they don't tell you that. And the things you can do, there are billions of dollars paid off if you go through that, what they call vaccine courts, but they're trying to hide that, and I dare not go into that there, but I understand it, and I can help people if they want to call.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, we have that problem. We definitely have the problem that the Dracons are creating with our children and so forth. But I know, Dr. Delbert Blair, you have the solutions as well. Can you share the solutions for those problems with us, please?
Yeah, I hope I have them, and I'm doing what I think is right, and so are our members there again. There are certain things that you can take that are natural, not drugs, not pharmaceutical prescription drugs, but natural things that you can take. You can get delineated olive leaf extract. The olive leaf, like the, I don't want to call it oregano, but the olive leaf is a very wonderful healer. It helps the immune system. But delineated olive leaf extract takes 6 more months to make. It's concentrated. Works twice as fast. They have what they call a Macroforce, which is a company that puts out beta-glucans A and beta-glucans B. These are things to raise the macrophages. They raise the leukocytes. They raise the things that can eat up germs and bacteria. And that's another thing we carry. We even carry the one that's good for cancer, which is called Macroforce with IP6. That is as strong as you can get. I'm also one of the only black men that I know of that has a regular contract to sell monatomic gold. And that is another whole thing within itself. Monatomic gold, both practitioners, whether they be allopathic, homeopathic, or naturopathic, agree that colloidal things, liquid things, are more easily absorbed. Well, liquid, colloidal is one thing. Ionic, which we have a lot of our multivitamins in ionic stages of liquids, are smaller than that. But mono means one. There's only one little atom that stops it from being almost non-existent. It can be aspirated. It can be taken under the tongue. It's easy to get into the system. And monatomic gold, two forms of that one. We have colloidal defense, and we have DNA boost. That's the dinucleic acid boost. Either one of those will stabilize your cell, set up the cell membrane so it doesn't become semi-permeable, set up that governing cell within it to stay what it's supposed to do, and it won't mutate on you. So when you start getting gold, you start getting, as I say again, these Macroforce, and you start getting delineated olive leaf extract, you can begin to avoid that. And we're also in the process now of trying to import some things that come from Africa that were put out by the Zulus. And the Zulus were the only tribe there in that particular nation in that particular continent to get through the last Black Death. So if it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me. So we're trying to utilize all four of those things, only one of which is up upon our website. But if you call the number, we can talk about it and see if we can get some to you.
Definitely.
And that's at 708-422-6686 number. 668-6685. www.themetacenter.com. www.the, you have to type in T-H-E first. Meta, M-E-T-A, center.com.
Wonderful. Well, these are definitely solutions, because that's what we're here about, is solutions. You know, and I thank all of the callers, even that young man who got a little bit heated, and the sister, you know, saw it as a little bit of disrespect, but he did have some questions. He wanted to get an understanding. So that's what we're here for. We're here to help everyone to get an understanding according to how they can get it. You know, and as I was going to say earlier, we're actually trying to create some avenue so that we can actually come out. As Dr. Delbert Blair spoke, he says he has briefcase, he will travel. You know, if you like to get in contact with him and have him come and speak, he can speak on any level that you need to be spoken to. But the main thing is for us to really come together, and we need to understand that, of course, we're communicating on different levels. We have different backgrounds and so on and so forth. But we need to come together and trust one another and know that we're here to support one another. And I think that if we can be unified and come together, then we can really move some things, you know, for ourselves and our children and so on and so forth.
And I'm not sure that I gave out my right phone number, so I'm looking at my business card so I remember it.
Oh,
and it's 708-422-6685. 708-422-6685. If I didn't give that correct one, that is a correct one.
Okay, wonderful. This is a very, very powerful show. And so just we have about 8 minutes left, Dr. Blair. Are there any final words that you'd like to share with us, and where the main focus needs to be? You have these corrective solutions that can help with what's coming, but do you have anything else to share?
Yeah, I'd like to emphasize the main solution to an immediate problem. I've already stated the problem coming up is going to get worse, and it can't get any worse than that, because if you take these shots, it's my belief, you're going to be carriers or encrypted or chipped. And that also your immune system would be compromised. And if Ebola or anthrax or anything else comes about, whether it's man-made or not, you won't be able to fight it off. And in fact, the weaker your immune system is, the less you're able to fight off anything. So that, and there's so many things out here now. But I did want to stress again, I don't think I stressed enough, the diodes, because they are your immediate solution to an immediate problem. The shots will put you into immediate danger, but you got 3 months. If you're using those cell phones or using that computer or the monitor, or using, or watching television, or turning on car air travel, or car motors, or X-ray equipment, or microwave ovens, or any power line, or electric blankets, any of these things, you're now putting ELF waves into your body. And we give a demonstration when I'm out there again. After 3 minutes and 45 seconds of using a cell phone, you get weaker and weaker. And you combine that with the radiated food from the microwave ovens, watching TV, and especially this digitally enhanced, and then going out and using hair dryers and watching the monitor and the scanner and the printer and the modems, all of these things are killing you. They're weakening your system. They're ruining your brain. They're ruining your tympanic membrane. Even putting the Bluetooth in is a danger, because it amplifies. It's three times more magnified than if you didn't use it, and it's resting right on the temporal lobe, right next to the hypothalamus nerve. It can cause blindness, and of course, if you're in a car, you got on the AM/FM radio. Every time a car passes by, or you pass one of these GWIM towers or so, you hear the static, which means that static is just radiation entering into you. We have We have diodes that can put your food on and take poison and radiation out of them before you cook them, when you first buy the grocery bags. We have mattresses you can lie on to pull toxins and poisons and radiation out of your body. We've got the things you can put on the cell phone and the rest of it. We have solutions. So that's your immediate danger, and those are things, even if you can't understand the esoteric way-out methodology, understand that it's going to kill your butt and mess you up if you don't put something on them, because the radiation is going to get into your body. So I say, if there's just a chance that it's going to help, try it. You might like it.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you so much, Delbert Blair, for being with us. This is this is the third time of many more. You are definitely home here at Solutions Radio.
Absolutely.
Well, I think both of you beautiful people, you better watch out now. You're probably so ignorant you don't understand my stupidity. And I've been talking too much on the wrong wavelength. But for the one brother, I still say I love you. For the rest of you, I sincerely hope that they're going to support your soul, Tamara Wood, and you also, Davis. I think that this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us. And one thing we do need to get together, we need to concentrate our thoughts. And hopefully, no matter where, what side of the track, or what side of the story, or what side of the stairway we come from, we all need each other on that one. If we could begin to do that, you'd be surprised the power we could wield.
The power that we can wield together. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Dr. Blair. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Have
for
a wonderful
me.
Evening.
Thank you so much. Both same to both of you. Creator bless.
Good night.
Okay.
Oh, what a wonderful show, Curtis.
Absolutely. I loved it.
Well, this is the time when we have to close the show out, but this is the time when I'd like to share what we have going on. As you know, we have a family of shows. We have Illuminations Radio, we have Occult Science Radio, and we have, of course, Solutions, the one that you're listening to right now. But I'd like to let you know that on Illuminations Radio on Saturday the 11th, we have Thomas Gates coming up. He's actually a wonderful man who has had a near-death experience. He's gone to the other side and has come back. But he has a powerful message of healing for us here, all of us who are still walking around. And then we also have, it's a double feature that day, we have Dr. Sunyata Amen, and she's going to teach us how to get our sexy back with sexual kung fu and sexual tai chi. Really beautiful sister and a powerful message that she has.
Yes, she is.
And also on Solutions Radio next Sunday, we have the Honorable Dr. Jewel Pookrum, and she's going to be on at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and she has all kinds of powerful information about our brains. Very powerful information indeed. She's been away for a while, but she's back in a big way. And then the next show, which will be at 7 p.m. on Sunday on Solutions, we have Dr. Blind. He's the author of The Functionary. Very interesting topic. He's actually written a dictionary so that we can understand our English language and understand how to actually use it and to understand the metaphysical background in the language. So those are shows you don't want to miss. And also, Curtis, you have some things going on in the occult science.
Oh, yes. We have Dr. Jewel Pookrum, our weekly show with her on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, yes, we're getting ready to relaunch occultscience.tv. So I look forward to it. We have some exciting things coming up.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you, everyone, and all of you who are trying to get in the chat room. We do apologize. Apparently, Blog Talk wasn't able to get it back up, but we did have a wonderful show, and I'm hoping that you were able to listen anyway. I thank you, callers, for all of your wonderful questions. I thank you, Delbert Blair, once again, for joining us. And we bid you a wonderful evening and peace and blessings. And remember,
peace.
Always solutions to every problem.